And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrated in them. And he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover his head, nor rend his clothes. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. And the man Micah had an house of gods, and made an ephod and teraphim, and consecrated one of his sons, who became his priest. And Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and was in the house of Micah. After this thing Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people priests of the high places. Whosoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And they withstood Azaz the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Azaz, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Then Hezekiah answered and said, Now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near, and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart, burnt offerings. And the consecrated things were 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep. And concerning the children of Israel and Judah, that dwelt in the cities of Judah, they also brought in the tithe of oxen and sheep, and the tithe of holy things which were consecrated unto the Lord their God, and laid them by heaps. And afterward offered the continual burnt offering, both of the new moons, and of all the set feasts of the Lord that were consecrated, and of every one that willingly offered a freewill offering unto the Lord. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated for evermore, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh,